everybody. How are you? This is JM, Joe Marchesani, welcoming you once again to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule show. That program is celebrated over on Jim and Nikki's website called Harmony Train. This is a new program that I do courtesy of Tony on the Vocal Group Harmony website. And the theme, though, is the same as those recent shows I did on Harmony Train. I'm going to play records that I believe we did not play on the original Time Capsule show in the 60s and 70s, that for some reason, to the best of my recollection and record keeping, we did not play on the original Time Capsule show back in the 60s and 70s. Some of these didn't come out until later in that century, and others we just missed. So here's a CD that's quite popular, and I'm sure that other DJs have played this. I'm positive that my good friend George Tompkins has played this along with Sal and others and Dan on WFUV, but I never did. Came out in 1996, called Candy Bar Boogie. It's all those Lillian Claiborne cuts that were not released. This, though, is a group from Cincinnati, although their lead singer, Jose Williams, was from the D.C. area. They call themselves Jose and the Aztecs. This came out on that Candy Bar Boogie CD, but was recorded in the 1950s. Jose is the lead. Roy Johnson is the first tenor. Gordon Hunt, the baritone. Stokes Anderson is the bass. And Harry Wilbert is the piano. I had to laugh because wearing trifocals, it's kind of hard to focus on the cards that have the info and the dials on the mixer and things like that. So here we go, 1955, but not released till maybe 1996. The Aztecs with Wait a Minute, Baby. Okay, Jose and the Aztecs from D.C., and the original group was split up between D.C. and Cincinnati. Jose Williams, the lead, Roy Johnson, the first tenor, Gordon Hunt, the baritone, Stokes Anderson, the bass, and Harry Wilbert, the piano. I've been trying to do this show ever since January began. but the weekends were really busy here at work. Yes, I'm still working two jobs. I am a TV producer for the University of Northern Iowa, and I'm also teaching an online class in the evenings. So this is Valentine's weekend that I'm recording this, and I picked up a kind of a bad cold, and I don't know if you'll hear that, but I said I cannot put this off anymore because I want to get it ready to send to Tony, and then he needs to upload it before March, which is the anniversary month of the beginning of the Old Time Capsule Show, March 1963. I've been talking to Tom. I usually say hi every month. We talk on the phone. Tom is out of the radio and internet business, but he does say hello, and I'm trying to talk him into doing kind of a telephone link at some point. And so know that he still thinks fondly of the great old days of the Time Capsule Show. I'm going to do a feature now on the Moon Glows, and there's one that's unreleased in this set of two and one that was only on an album. This is the original group, Bobby Lester, Harvey Fuqua, Prentice Barnes, Alexander Graves, and Billy Johnson, the group from Louisville. First, unreleased from 1957, and that's called What Are You Going to Do? And Bobby leads that. And then a duet with Bobby and Harvey from 1958 called Sweeter Than Words, and that's from an album, and I can't recall the title. It may be Here Comes or Here Goes the Moon Glows, something like that. From 1957 and 1958, a spotlight on the Moon Glows.
In love again. your name. Things don't even seem the same. Sweeter than words, ooh, ooh. In love again, in love again. I don't why you mean so much to me. I'm young and so happy, dear, and so filled with love, sweeter than words can explain. I don't know the reason why you mean so much to me. I'm young and so happy, dear, and so filled with love, sweeter than words.
High quality rhythm and blues, vocal group Harmony from the 1950s. And there's an example of one cut that was out in the 50s that we did not play according to my record keeping. That was the duet from the Moonglows album, 1958. But the first one, What Are You Going to Do, was unreleased until after the Time Capsule show went off the air. The theme of this show is to play the highest quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group Harmony records, according to Joe M. And I realize that that's my own personal opinion, but I've always done it that way. I did lots of programming of the original Time Capsule show, and then when I came back, I did lots of picking of records. And what I think is high quality may very well not agree with your opinion. And me saying that this is high quality doesn't mean that the other DJs who are all around the net doing a great job, it doesn't mean that they don't play high quality. Just there's a difference of opinion with music, as you very well know. So I'd like to also salute the people who help with this show. I pick out about half the records myself, doing lots of research and searching for them. But major contribution is made by Bill Price of Pennsylvania. Also, George Tompkins of Yonkers has been contributing recently. Angelo Pompeo has sent some songs in. And Mike Bauer also, who's now moved to Tennessee, has provided some songs for this show. So without those people and their suggestions, it would be very, very hard for me to continue to do this. We'd like to feature three oddballs now. They're all unreleased. I have some information on each. The first one is another one of those unreleased Old Town cuts. This one is from 1956 or thereabouts. The group is the True Tones, don't know who they are. And it has a West Coast feel to it, and I think when you hear it, you may agree to that. It's called Why Oh Why, The True Tones. Then on the Robin Hood label, and this would have come out in the late 90s also, Val Shively has a cut here, Love You As You Love Me, unreleased. He titles it The Metronomes. It's incomplete. They stop about two-thirds of the way through. But I really like this. And I don't know who this group is. I guess I could have contacted Val. If you're listening, Val, let me know. There's a group of metronomes from New York on Cadence, Sonny's group. And there's a group of Metro Tones in Cleveland on the Reserve label. And I think this sounds more like the Cleveland group, even though the name is Metronomes. And then we'll conclude this triple play with white vocal group from New York area, I guess. They're called the Emeralds. This was an acetate, never released. It was recorded at the D&L Sound Services studio in Mount Vernon, New York, probably late 50s. It's another one of those groups called the Emeralds. There was a group on the Bobbin label from St. Louis, a group in the upper New York State area with Bebo Singleton, another group from Pittsburgh. I don't think it's any of those groups. So from the New York area, late 50s, the label of the acetate is before the area code, so it's like M-O whatever, and I'm not sure. I think the area code in the New York area came into being in the late 50s, early 60s. So see what you think of this triple play, the True Tones, the Metronomes, and the Emeralds here on Time Capsule Discoveries.
Why, oh. You
but this vibe for me. Love you as you love me. When there is so much I can give, I threw myself at your feet. I love you as you love me.
As you love me.
Dining at the while others have fun, but I have no joy until you're in my arms. Do I as you go your way, but this vow I'm gonna keep to love you as you love me.
As you love me.
Thank you.
Some nice white group harmony from the late 1950s, the New York City area, another group of Emeralds called Love and Glory. It was an acetate, so not released as far as I know. Before that, from the Robin Hood label, the Metronomes with an incomplete recording of Love You As You Love Me. That was nice. I wonder why they never did it or whether they did it and where it came after that. And then before that, the beginning of this triple play was the True Tones, unreleased Old Town, about 1956, and that was called Why Oh Why. Three oddballs here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Like to say hi to Galen Gart from up in the upper Northeast, to Richard Nelson out in Los Angeles, and Richard, of course, was instrumental in getting the Time Capsule show off the ground in 1963 as the place to go for rare, hard-to-get collector's items, and many of those rare items were loaned to us by Richard. Hi also to Marv Goldberg. He is one of the giants in this field. He has written so many things. I get most of my information from Marv. And he has a show. He has CDs for sale right now. He has made a major contribution over many, many decades to the music. Thank you, Marv. Hi to Steve Percy of the Time Machine program, to Lou Alfano, Tom Shaughnessy, and Michael Sweeney. And for them, I've got something that came to me from Steve Poggio from Florida. I neglected to mention his name before. Steve provided me with many songs, and over the years I've been taking things from his hard drive that he sent. Here's something from the late 1950s again on the Mark label, the Teenage Moonlighters, up-tempo with I Want to Cry. Teenage Moonlighters on the Mark label, 1959, or at least late 1950s. I Want to Cry. New York City group, I believe. And thank you, Steve, for providing that. Hello also to Lou. Oh, I guess I said that already. At my age, you skip around to George Glessio, Suzanne Dreyfus, who's in Arizona now, where I wish I was, since it's in single digits outside, Pedro Baez, and two great writers, one of whom has his own show, George Frunze, who did a history of the Philadelphia version of the Time Capsule show, and also to Dean Shapiro, who did the great 50th anniversary celebration of the Time Capsule show back in 2013. Here's an interesting record. It's something we may have played, but my record keeping does not reflect that. It's the original version of I Had a Love. And this is the second group of Hollywood Blue Jays, according to Mitch's book. It's on a Recorded in Hollywood label. It came out in late 1953, early 54. And it's a raw sound, and it's slow. And this is the original version of I Had a Love, which came out later by this same group on the Flair label. And then, of course, they got renamed as the Flairs. So see what you think. The more I hear this, the more I like this one better than the speeded-up version on Flair. The Hollywood Blue Jays, recorded in Hollywood, and this is Cornell Gundry, of course, the great lead singer, Beverly Thompson, the first tenor, Pete Fox, second tenor, young Jesse, the baritone, and Richard Berry, the bass. These, of course, are the Flairs, but at this time they're called the Hollywood Blue Jays with I Had a Love.
When I was young, much too young to know how a love affair should go, I had a love. I loved her much, too much. Even now I dream of her touch. I had a love. I would be so all alone. Oh, I would be so broken hearted if my baby nothing got a even now I dream of her touch. I had a love. Now I dream of her touch. I had a love.
Very nice. Cornell Gunter, the lead of the Flairs, but this was the original recording of I Had a Love when they were called the Hollywood Blue Jays on Recorded in Hollywood label, late 53, early 1954. And I kind of like this one better, but they're both great. And Cornell is one of the great leads of the 1950s. Hello to Artie Ader. There's a name from the old days, Gordon Freeman. And here are two people of many who are doing shows every week or at least every month on the net. And they've been doing it for decades, to Jim Santa Barbara up in Connecticut with his Wax Museum show, to Jim Bakay with The Sound of the City, and to my old friend Carl Tancredi. All of those people are contributing on a regular basis to keeping the music alive. Tom and I might have started this genre back in the 60s, but we were only on for about 15 years. And some of the people I just mentioned have been on for decades. I did come back in 2006 or 2007, I can't quite remember, and I thought this might be my last show because the great songs that were high quality, in my opinion, were drying up. But I've discovered a lot of songs this year, or at least since the last TCD, and I may have one more show left in me. I'll be 73 this year, and like all of you who are in that age group, struggling a little bit with memory issues and some small motor skills, but I am happy to be able to still work full-time and share my love of the music with you. We're going to move now with a group I never heard of. Thank you, Mike Bauer, for sharing this. When the Trilight record came out, the Shantones, I said, wow, that is amazing. How could I have not heard of that? And now Mike Bauer punches me again with a group I never heard of. They're called the Humming Tones, and they were also known as the Yaz Yaz Boys. I'm not sure why. I've never heard of this. And they're on the Ebony label, which I believe is from Chicago. The group personnel is unknown. They perform with Little Brother Montgomery and his trio, and they are high quality. We're going to start off with a Christmas record, which I don't usually play, but this is such a discovery, I've got to do it. The song is called Christmas Bells in Heaven, but I believe it's Christmas in Heaven as done by the Dominoes previous to this. And then we'll go up-tempo with the Humming Tones, also known as the Yaz Yaz Boys, Raindrops Are Falling. The Christmas song is from Christmas of 1953, and the Raindrop song is from 1954. On the Ebony label, a salute to the Humming Tones.
Yes, it's Christmas in heaven.
Okay, the Humming Tones, and they were also known as the Yaz Yaz Boys. Chicago label, Ebony Records. Oh, I'd say 1953 for the Christmas record and 1954 for the uptempo. Christmas Bells in Heaven is actually Christmas in Heaven, and I'm sure that the Humming Tones were greatly influenced by the Dominoes. And then the second one, the uptempo song, was called Raindrops Are Falling. These were not unreleased. These came out, and Tom and Joe had no recollection or no information about them, so we did not play them on the Time Capsule show. This, though, is Time Capsule Discoveries. Thank you, Tony, for hosting us once a year. Celebration with friends, and glad to share my love of the group Harmony Records with you. I'm always amazed that there are still records out there that I did not ever hear of that I consider high quality, and I'm sharing my love and those songs with you. Hi to Bob McGinnis of, I think it's the Toledo area, to Harvey Karp. Tom Harford puts on those New Jersey parties that I wish I could be at. Gets together with all the people who still love this music. Hi to Wes Smith, and also to Karen O'Doherty. So we're going to conclude part one of the TCD with a spotlight on two unreleased songs. First, The Imperials on the Great Lakes label from 1954. This is called Starlight, and this is kind of a salute to the word starlight, even though the songs are different. This was supposed to come out in October of 1953. The labels were pressed according to Marv, and there's a picture of one on one of his websites, but never came out. We have played songs by the Imperials on Great Lakes before, but obviously this one just debuting now on the TCD. Milton Harris is the lead tenor. Robert Adams is the baritone, Lee Goodwin the second tenor, and Ben Knight is the bass. The Imperials from Detroit on Great Lakes, but not released, Starlight. And then another Starlight, this time from Chicago. According to the information I have, this group, The Fortunes, won a talent show that was put on by McKee Fitzhugh at the Pershing Ballroom in early 1955. And they actually recorded later on for, I believe, the Chess label. But this is an unreleased Checker master that I think highly of. In fact, we've actually played another unreleased song by The Fortunes years ago on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train site. I believe that was called Love, and that, I think, came out on the Parrot label, or at least was an unreleased Parrot song. But this is from Checker, 1955, The Fortunes, with another song entitled Starlight. I love her.
begging starlight, will you do this for me? I'll be happy, you'll see. I am begging starlight.
Jenkins leading the fortunes from 1955 from Chicago, an unreleased Checker master. And he's backed up by Ronnie Strong, the first tenor, Walter Granger, the baritone, and William Taylor, the bass. And before that, another song entitled Starlight, this time from Detroit, the Imperials on Great Lakes, 1954. And this was led by Milton Harris, another version of Starlight, here on the Time Capsule Discovery program. Hope you've enjoyed part one of the show. I'm going to take a break now and give you one too. If you have the time, follow up in the future with part two. One thing you can be sure of, more of the best in rhythm and blues and rock and roll from the 1950s. High quality vocal group harmony here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Hopefully I'll see you later.